Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Danny, what's going on?
What's happening, Jake? How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty well. Danny, through talking with you earlier, I know that you're on the golf course. I don't personally golf, but did we golf well today?
So I ended up playing 36 holes today. I had a golf outing this morning that was a scramble format. I played in that, and then I played another 18 at a different course. Did not play very well. Had the sort of thing where you play in a scramble, and someone puts it in the fairway, so you kind of swing as hard as you can, which is not advised. And the second 18 was kind of about getting that out of my system.
I mean, we worked on it. We worked towards it. That's okay. I mean,
I felt better at the end of the round than I did the start. We'll say that.
I feel like that's a good way to look at it. You certainly reversed what the Cavs started. I'm sure they felt better at the start of the round against Indiana than they felt at the end of it. So that's a good place to end.
I certainly would agree with that one.
All right, Danny. Jordan Ott being hired by the Phoenix Suns. I know that you mentioned on Locked On Cavs this week how you thought that it's potentially a good thing to see some of these assistant coaches actually going and taking jobs and being able to get new voices in the room for the Cavs. Why exactly is that?
So I think for a couple of reasons. First of all, you want to be the team that other teams are envious of, that other teams look at in high enough regard and say, we want some of what is going on over in Cleveland, right? Like the Phoenix Suns, by hiring Jordan Ott, are saying, we saw what the Cavs were able to do. We saw what Kenny Atkinson was able to do in his 1 year as head coach in Cleveland. We want to try and take part of that, and we want to emulate that with this hire of Jordan Ott. So I think that is good. Like, it's always a good thing to be wanted. Think of when J.B. Bickerstaff was in Cleveland. You didn't hear very often, if at all, about assistant coaches that were getting interviews elsewhere to be head coaches. Like, Luke Walton was on staff, and he had been previously a head coach a couple of places, but you weren't hearing about that. Like, that, I don't know that that staff was necessarily very highly regarded across the league the way that this one is, not only having Jordan get that job, but the other finalist being Johnny Bryant. And, of course, Johnny's name has come up as a potential candidate with the New York Knicks for that opening, too, which I do think actually relates to the Cavs as well. So I think that those are certainly good things. And Kenny Atkinson, in his 1 year in Cleveland, I think it's fair to say has been a very collaborative head coach where assistant coaches have say, players have say. Like, it's not as if he runs this like a dictator. He does this. It's a very democratic way of coaching. And I think that having new voices in the room can certainly be a good thing. I think it's a very good opportunity for Kenny Atkinson to find somebody else to fill in that role. And if he needs to find somebody else to maybe fill in for Johnny Bryant, should the New York Knicks hire him, I think that's a good opportunity for Kenny to take.
If we look at Johnny Bryant specifically, obviously somebody that Donovan's pointed out several times throughout his career and even in here in Cleveland is obviously somebody he has a good relationship to and credits for a lot of his game. How big of a loss is that of Johnny Bryant if he is hired by New York? And is that even quantifiable in any way?
I mean, it's hard to, as far as just like an assistant coach goes, I think any assistant coach for the most part can be viewed as replaceable. But the one thing that Johnny has is what you mentioned. He has a relationship with Donovan Mitchell that no other, at least that I'm aware of, no other assistant coach in the NBA has. And that is important. But I also think that, you know, Donovan doesn't need Johnny Bryant around to be successful. And Johnny Bryant doesn't need Donovan there to be a good coach either. So I think that that's a, it's a nice story, and it certainly is important. I think it was probably more important earlier in Donovan Mitchell's career, where he was still becoming a great player versus actually being a great player right now. So I think that's one thing worth noting. Like, I just don't know that it matters as much, but you're not going to replace that relationship should he get a transfer.
Danny, last one here on coaches. We see Tom Thibodeau get fired from the New York Knicks. Obviously, the opening we're talking about. Should that give Cavs fans any pause about the timeline that they're looking at for a head coach like Kenny Atkinson?
As far as like Atkinson being a name that they could be looking to hire type of thing?
No, because I know that one was thrown out by the sports books, which I think is, unless you have a different feel on that, is absolutely wild. But
no, I think that you need to see that from maybe some more reputable sports books before you tweet that out.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair point. But no, just in the fact of like, okay, yeah, Tibbs was there for a while, but a coach that just got to an Eastern Conference Finals is then walked away from that. If you don't see a ton of improvement here within next year or the next 2 years, that Kenny could as well be finding his way out the door quickly, more quickly than we anticipate.
No, I don't look at it like that. I actually look at what the Knicks did as trying to copy what the Cavs did, because the Cavs had found some playoff success, and they realized that they're not actually as close as they'd like to be. So they fired J.B. Bickerstaff, and they hired Kenny Atkinson, despite the fact that they won 51 games, and then they won 48 games, and then they won a playoff series, and then they said, you know what, we're not where we need to be. We feel as if we have reached the ceiling with this head coach, with this group. And that happens all the time in the NBA. And I think it's really, it's not fair to look ahead at what Kenny Atkinson might be 3, 4, 5 years from now in Cleveland, if he could still be here, if the Cavs maybe don't win a championship. Like, I just think that there's so much time and so much needs to play out before we could really have an opinion on that. But the way that I do look at it is the Knicks saw what the Cavs were able to do, going from 48 wins, not changing the roster at all in the offseason, and then being a 64-win team that, yes, did not get to where it wanted to be off in the postseason, but they said, we want to improve like that. We want to do what the Cavs did. That's what the Knicks are doing by making this move. And I also think it kind of is a little bit of a dose of reality, because the New York Knicks were 6 wins away from having the Larry O'Brien trophy be handed to them by Adam Silver. But all 6 wins are not created equal, right? Like, are they really that close to being a championship team? I personally don't think so. And I think this move by the Knicks tells you that they don't think so either. And I think they're right. I think it's a move that takes a lot of guts to make, because it's hard to fire somebody that has as much success that Tibbs had, not only this year, but they've won a playoff series each of the last 3 years. That's a tough move to make. And I do give New York credit for making it.
Danny Cunningham with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Danny, something that we got into earlier on in the week was sort of the idea on Donovan Mitchell. Does he or does he not need a running mate that's as talented at the guard position as Darius Garland? Because it feels like with all these trades that get brought up, it's like, well, yeah, you're not getting Darius-level talent back. And I don't know necessarily that you need to.
You know, I don't know that you need Darius talent level back at the guard position should you trade him, but I think you need to have a lot of talent coming back. And maybe it's not all in one player. Personally, I would not make a try. I would not trade Darius Garland this summer. I don't think he's done getting better as a basketball player. I think the injury stuff has been unfortunate, but I don't think that there's in. Never say never. Like, there are trades out there that I do think make sense. Like, maybe they could find a way to get Jaden Daniels and Rob Dillingham from Minnesota. That's a trade I'd be interested in. I would not want to send him to a team like the Orlando Magic, who you might be competing with for Eastern Conference championships over the next couple of years. I don't think that would be wise business for the Cavs. But I don't think that, because of where the Cavs are at financially, it's really hard to trade a player like Darius and get equal talent and equal money back. Like, that's just a very difficult place that's been created by the new collective bargaining agreement. That's why I look at this as saying, okay, maybe trading Jared Allen is more of the correct move or the correct path forward this summer for the Cavs, because you don't need to get equal talent back there, and you might get a little bit more out of Evan Mobley if he can play center more often and Jared Allen is not around.
I think one of the other things, too, looking at Donovan, is there room for you in your eyes for Donovan still to be improving to help this team as a 29-year-old who I think we would assume is already at his peak and probably closer to the decline than he is the incline of it?
I think there's still some room to get better, certainly. And, you know, I think that you look at this, and 10 years ago I probably would not have said yes to this question, but look at the way that, and I understand that Donovan's last two postseasons have been clouded with lower leg injuries, but look at how much longer guys last in their primes now than they did 10 years ago, or even prime years starting later. Like, Darius Garland has not entered his prime. And I think 10 years ago, you're looking at a 25-year-old point guard as, yeah, that guy's probably in his prime right now. So I do think that there's still some room for him to get better. Like, there are certainly plenty of guys on this roster that have much more room to grow than he does. But I don't think it's crazy to think that he could be better next year than he was this year. Like, he's got that kind of talent. He's still a freak athlete. Like, I think that is a fair thing to think. Now, it's no guarantee. I would agree with you that he's probably closer to stopping getting better than, like, having so much more room to grow that he's just on this crazy ascension still. But I don't think it's crazy to think he could be better next year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Danny Cunningham with us here on the hotline. All right, Danny, NBA Finals starting tonight between the Pacers and Thunder. Who do you have? What does the series look like?
So I've got the Oklahoma City Thunder in 5 games, and primarily because I think their defense is the best unit in the entire NBA. If you look at every team's offense, if you look at every team's defense and, like, drafted them, I think you're drafting the Thunder's defense before you're drafting anything else, anyone's offense, anyone else's defense. I think that matters a lot, and I just don't know that the pace at which the Pacers play at is going to be as effective against Oklahoma City, who also does like to play fast. I don't know if that's going to be as effective against them as it has been teams like the Cavs, like the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round, like the New York Knicks in the conference finals. And I also think that you look at this and say, well, not only are all of those things true about Oklahoma City, they also have the league MVP. And that matters a lot in this series. So I don't think that they're going to just roll over the Pacers and win like 4 games by 20-plus points in all of them. I think that they probably win a few close games, but I ultimately think it's going to be a 5-game series.
Danny, Oklahoma City's defense is something that it draws a lot of my interest because I sort of look at it, and you would know better than I do. What is it that they do that the Cavs weren't able to do this year that makes their defense so effective?
I think they have a plethora of outstanding wing defenders. If you go up and down that roster, Lou Dort, obviously a great wing defender. Jalen Williams, a tremendous wing defender. Cason Wallace, an outstanding wing defender. You could make an argument that they have three of the top eight perimeter defenders in basketball. Alex Caruso, another outstanding perimeter defender. I should have mentioned him. So, I mean, you're looking like four of the top 10 perimeter defenders in basketball play for the Thunder. When you have that, plus you have good rim protection. I understand Chet Holmgren didn't play a lot of this year because of a hip injury, but Isaiah Hartenstein's a good defender too down there. When you look at what they have, just like their personnel is outstanding on that end of the floor. And they play such a physical brand of basketball that very few teams have the ability to copy or emulate, because it takes a complete dedication to doing that every single night. And the Thunder have mastered it, and they deserve a ton of credit for doing so.
Danny, I see a lot of things on social media and everything, and just conversations around here as well. Why should people be interested in watching this finals when a lot of people feel like they're, you know, borderline to being checked out of it?
So I understand why Cavs fans might be borderline. But I think, like, if you're just a basketball fan, having these two contrasting styles of basketball where the Pacers want to get up and down, the Thunder want to be the most physical team in the league, I think that makes for a really interesting series. I think that this is a good introduction, and I've been saying this, I think, since January. This should serve as a really, really good introduction to ushering in the next wave of stars. And we've kind of skipped a generation of stars because LeBron, Steph, Kevin Durant have been able to extend their peaks so long, like so deep into their careers. But we are at a time where the rest of the basketball world, the more casual fan, needs to really start to get familiarized with somebody like a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, like a Tyrese Haliburton. I think this would have been great for Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley had the Cavs found a way to beat Indiana. If the Minnesota Timberwolves somehow would have beaten the Thunder, Anthony Edwards would have been the next face of the NBA. But I don't know that everyone understands that. I think it's a very, very important thing for fans to start acclimating themselves with the next wave of superstars, because two of them are playing in this series right now, and the old guard is not going to be around forever. But this next group is going to be around for the next 10 years. And I think this is a great chance to start getting ready to see what that future looks like.
I love that answer. And I think another thing that plays into it in a lot of people's minds, I don't know if it's consciously, subconsciously, it's the idea of market size. And obviously, that's something that's been around since, I mean, well before you and I were covering anywhere near basketball, Danny.
Right.
Does that still matter in today's game with the way that social media is set up and how much online the game is today and how much popularity it has on social media apps and YouTube and everything else? Does market size actually, should it play a difference?
I don't think so. And Jake, the one thing that I cannot wrap my head around is why does anybody that doesn't work for Disney, ESPN, ABC, who has the finals broadcasts, or, you know, upcoming Amazon and NBC who are taking over national rights packages, or the local RSNs that carry games, or in the league office. If you don't work for one of those companies, why do you care what the ratings look like? I've never understood that. The ratings do not matter to me. I don't understand why they should matter to the casual fan. I understand why they matter to the league office. I understand why they matter to the companies broadcasting these games. But why should you or I care about the ratings? Why should you or I care about what city Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's house is in? Who cares? These are two great basketball games, basketball teams, and that's what it should be about. That should be the thing that's important. It shouldn't matter what city their arena is in or whether or not you have to take a layover flight to get to Oklahoma City. I've always thought that was a really silly thing, and it doesn't make sense to me why this is a conversation that pops up all the time on social media, Jake. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's super confusing to me too, right? In times in like maybe the 80s and even honestly into the 90s when we're talking about this, the way that television was set up where, okay, you know, maybe you would see the New Yorks and the LAs on national television, but those were the only teams you're seeing. And Oklahoma City and Indiana are there, and it's like, I haven't seen either of these two teams play all year. I'm not invested. Today's game, that's just not the same case, and it hasn't been that case for, I mean, we're going on decade and a half, probably into two at this point,
right,
where it hasn't been that.
I mean, I, every year, as I'm sure you can imagine, I get NBA League Pass.
Right.
I have the ability to watch every single NBA game that is played all year long. It's not a challenge to do. Now, 20 years ago, was that a challenge to do? Absolutely, you couldn't do it. But now, I can watch. If Sacramento is playing Phoenix on a Tuesday night, and I'm up at 11:30 and it's in the second quarter, all I have to do is pick up my remote and turn it on. These games are not hard to find. It's not like it wasn't, and you're right, like it was a different world 30 years ago, but that's not the world we live in now.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, Danny. It makes absolutely no sense. It completely boggles my brain. And Danny Cunningham with us here on the hotline. Danny, I'll get you one more, and then I'll get you out of here. As we go through it, I know naming perimeter defenders, you highlighted a ton of the guys that are coming off the bench for OKC. And obviously Indiana's bench has been strong too. How far away is the Cavs bench from being at that championship contender level and competing with those two type of teams?
You know, I don't think it's very far, actually. And I think part of it is, you look at what happened in the series against the Pacers, the Cavs bench hurt them, but they were also playing out of position. I think that matters a lot. Like, part of the reason why the Pacers bench is good and the Thunder's bench is good is because they're in the proper role. Where with Darius Garland missing the first two games and then playing on one leg in the final three games, Ty Jerome's role was elevated. Is he going to be as good as he was playing the 19 minutes per game that he played this year in 30 minutes in the playoffs? Probably not. Is Sam Merrill in the starting lineup going to be as effective in that minute load as he would playing 22 minutes off the bench? Probably not. So I do think it's worth noting when you talk about strength of the bench, and of course, they were not good, and that matters. But I think it's worth noting, like, those guys were also playing in I guess the best way to say it would be, like, roles out of position. It's not as if they were playing different positions, but the burden that they had to carry was greater. And I think when you are a role player the way that those guys are, that's not going to accentuate your performance. I think that's going to bog you down a bit.
Danny, good stuff as always. I appreciate you setting aside the time, and I hope that we're treated to a very good NBA Finals that we can both enjoy very much.
I hope so too, Jake, and thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. As always, Danny, take care. Danny Cunningham there with us from the Locked On Cavs podcast, the Inside Shot Substack right here of The Fan as well. We'll react to what he had to say as well. Are you going to be watching the Finals? It's in 5 minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.